Today's shiur is Masechta Zvach on Daf Kuf Dal. We will be giving Ezer Hashem is Baruch on Daf Kuf Gimel on the Beis at the Gemara right under the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. Our shiurim, our Mishnayis, the Mishnayis that we learned in our previous shiur of on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph and Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, all were primarily focused on the R, on the hide of a carbon. Says the Gemara, so in order to understand our Mishnah, in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Kuf Dal Amud Aleph, we're going to learn a machlokes of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yeshua, where the skin of an animal was taken off the animal, and the meat was burnt or lost before the Zrik Saddam. So as we're going to learn, it's quite clear that the proper thing to do is not do a Zrik Saddam under these circumstances. But what would happen if somebody did a Zrik Saddam? Will the Zrik Saddam be effective on that skin till we give it to a Kohen? Or is it going to be considered still belonging to Hegdash? And still, since it still belongs to Hegdash, if somebody will use it, there will be issue of Mila. The Rishonim go on to explain that if it was a case, not like we just mentioned, where the meat got lost or burnt, but rather the meat became tameh, so Rashi's opinion is that there would not be a machloikis. Everybody would agree that if the meat became tameh, the halacha is that the or would be mutter to kohanim. It's not clear that Tosfos would agree, because it seems that Tosfos' opinion is that the machloikis that we just quoted is only in a case where the meat got tamei or went outside the azara. But if the meat got lost or burnt, then Tosfos' opinion is there's no machloikis that the meat, that the hide is usur. There's also going to be a discussion in our shir, not about if the meat, what happened to the meat to cause an issue. Did it get tamei? Was it taken outside the kloyim? Was it burnt? But what happened if something happened to the blood? How would that affect the carbon? But we begin the Gemara. We learned on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph that kol shleizocha mizbeach b'psara, that if something happened to the meat, as we just mentioned, preventing the mizbeach from the meat being put on the mizbeach, lezocha kohanim ba'ayra, that the kohanim will not be allowed to get the hide of that carbon. And that halacha seemingly is applicable, avgav the afshtel is or, even though the or was removed from the animal, kaid mazrika. And the halacha is that if there's a disqualification that happened to the meat, the halacha is that hide will not become to the kohanim's. Ask the Gemara Mani, whose opinion does this represent? Says the Gemara, this represents the opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. The Omar, as we just learned, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon is going to teach us in the next staff. Ein Adam Ratza al Or b'fnei atzmai. The Zrikas Adam cannot be effective on the Or for itself. And therefore, if, as we are mentioning, there's a disqualification in the meat, the Zrik Saddam cannot help that we should be able to give the hide of this carbon to the Kahanim. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to explain our Mishnah, Ema Sefer, let's learn the Mishnah that's right above. The Mishnah says, "Kol kachim shem psul kaidim of shaitan." Any carbon that got disqualified before the skin was taken off, then the halacha is einar sein kohanim. The kohanim don't get a shear of that or. Our Mishnah is teaching us lachav shaitan. But if the disqualification happened after the skin was taken off, or sein kohanim, and the Mishnah doesn't differentiate whether zrika took place or Zrika did not take place. And the Mishnah is teaching us that as long as there was a Zrika Saddam, The halacha is that the or goes to the kahanim. Presumably, that seems to be following the opinion of Rebbe. Damar, again, that dam ratz al or b'fnei atzmai. The zrik sadam will help for the or, right? So if that's the case, we have here a stira. The reisha is following the opinion of Elazar of Shimon, that if there's something that disqualifies the meat, no matter when we will take off the skin, the halacha is that the skin becomes disqualified. Whereas according to Rebbe, as long as the skin was taken off, before this disqualification happened to the meat, the halacha is that the meat is fine. Amar Abaya, says the Gemara, the Sefer Rebbe, since the Sefer clearly follows the opinion of Rebbe, that the Zrikas Adam of a postle carbon, as long as the skin was removed before, the hide was removed before that disqualification happened, Reisha Rebbe. The Reisha is also following Rebbe's opinion. But we just tried to prove that the Reisha doesn't follow Rebbe's opinion. Because in the Reisha, we learned that if the skin was taken off before Zrika, and then the carbon became pasul, then they can't use the skin. Answers the Gemara, Maidah of Shimon She'en Hef Shekhanim Zrika. Rebbe's opinion is that Kohanim do not typically do Hefshet before Zrik Sadam. And the reason that they don't do Hefshet before Zrik Sadam is because the meat, the blood, may not coagulate. And therefore, the first thing they're going to look to do is the Zrik Sadam. But if indeed they did the Hefshet before the Zrik Sadam, then the halacha, and then something happened to the carbon, to the meat, the Zrik Sadam will be effective for that. So the question that many ask, so what does the Gemara mean, Moide Rebbe? So I saw that the Ayal Sashachar explains that since this is highly unusual, even Rebbe agrees that it's highly unusual that one would do Hefshit before Zrik Sadam. Since it's unusual, that's why saying the Gemara used the word Moide Rebbe to teach us that if somebody did what is unusual, the halacha will be that it's the carbon is going to be, the or to be given to the Kohanim. Rav Amma, Rava says Midrash, Rava has a different way of explaining these two Mishnayos. And Rava says Midrash Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, if we said previously that the Reisha seems to represent the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that if there is no Basar, then we can't do Zrekas Adam. So presumably Seif and Nami Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The Seif also represents the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And what was asked the Gemara, if that's the case, our Mishnah, that my koidim hefshit, what is it meant that if it happened, that the disqualification happened after the hefshit, or koidim hefshit, that's what we should be thinking about. My koidim hefshit and my acha hefshit, says the Gemara, koidim shenirul hefshit, the Gemara is saying that, as we just said, Zrikas Adam doesn't take place until the hefshit, and therefore, the Hefshit does not take place until Zrikas Adam. And the way to understand the Mishnah is, Kodem Shneiro LaHefshit, till the animal was able to have Hefshit, if something happens to the carbon, to the basar, then the R will be possible. Ach Shneiro LaHefshit, but if Zrikas Adam took place already, so now is the time for Hefshit, and now if something happens to the basar, it won't affect the R, and the R will be able to be given to the Kohanim. So now, as we just have been mentioning, the Gemara is focusing on the Machlokes of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Says the Gemara, my Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, what is this all Machlokes about? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Rebbe Omer, Hadam Maratza Ala Or B'fnei Atzmai. Rebbe's opinion is that the Dam could be effective for the R, that if you did a proper Zrik Sadam, the R will go to the Kohanim. V'kishu ima basar. However, if the R is still connected to the basar, noila by posel, and now something happened to disqualify that basar, the halach will be that Ben Kodim Zrika, Ben Achaz Zrika, it makes no difference where we are in the sequence, whether Zrik Saddam was done or whether Zrik Saddam was not, or Zrik Saddam was not done, at that point, the halacha is that the basar is possible and the ord that's attached to it will also be possible. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Omer, Ein Adam Meratz al Or b'fnei Atzmai. If somebody took off the or from the meat and then the meat got disqualified, the halacha is that that Zrik Saddam will not make that or permissible to the Kohanim. Kshu'im basar, and when the or is attached to the basar, noila by psul kaidim zrika, if the disqualification happened to the or before the Zrik Saddam, harei kiyotzeba. And just like the meat is disqualified, so too will the or be disqualified. Acha zrika, if it happened after the zrika that the basar became basar, so at the time of Zrik Saddam, hurtza basar shachet, for a short amount of time, that Zrik Saddam was effective. So there the halacha is, even though when it became possible, it was still connected to the basar, the halacha will be Yavshtenu, take off the R and give it to the Kohanim. So it turns out, explained the Achronim, that there are two machlokes between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe. One is, if you took off the skin before the Zrik Saddam, and then the basar became possible before the Zrik Saddam, will that Zrika help for the basar? According to Rebbe, it will. According to Rebbe Elazar, it will not. And then there's another machlokes. If there was Zrika Saddam, and at the time of the Zrika Saddam, the basar was not possible. And now the basar became possible. So since at the time of Zrika Saddam, the Zrika Saddam had a positive effect on the basar, it will have a positive effect on the dam as well. And not only, says the Gemara, will it have a positive effect on the or, it'll really be so much more. The halacha will tell us that even if when this happened, the or and the basar were connected, according to Rebbe Elazar, the carbon will still be kosher. The Rabbanon, here, Rebbe is a machmer. And Rebbe says that even though we had a wonderful situation here, that when the Zrik Saddam took place, the basar was all kosher. But he says if when the basar became possible, the dam was connected to that basar, the R was connected to that basar. Since the R was at that point connected to the basar, then that R will be possible. Lema. So the Gemara now wants to suggest that this machlokes that we just explained between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar of Shimon is actually connected to the machlokes of Rebbe Elazar of Yeshua Kamiflegi. The pasuk says, "Vasisa alasach abos v'dam." And there's a machlokes of Elazar and Yeshua, how to understand that pasuk. And explains the Gemara. Yeshua Aimer, Im ein dam, ein basar, ein basar, ein dam. It says, Rabbi Yeshua, if the Zrik Saddam wasn't done properly, then you can't put that meat on the Mizbeach. And then, if you can't do anything with that basar, because the basar, for example, became tamei, or went out of the Azara, or got lost, or got destroyed, then we shouldn't do Zrika Saddam. Because the main purpose, says Rabbi Yeshua, of the Zrika Saddam, is in order to be able to do whatever we need to do with the Basar, whatever we need to do with the Amrim. And therefore, if they're not here, so then the Halacha will be that, the Halacha will be that we can't do Zrika Saddam. Rabbi Elazar's opinion is dam ap b'shem basar. Yes, the lechatchila dig away is to do zrika saddam, even though to do zrika saddam only when we have basar. But he says the pasuk does mention v'dam zvachecha yishafech v'basar tachel. So the pasuk speaks about zrika saddam before the basar, and what we see from here says Rebbe Elazar, that the dam, that the Zrikas Hadam and the Basur are not that connected. So I asked the Gemara, what is the pasuk that says Vasisa Lasecha Basur Adam teaches us? Loimelach. Dam Bezrika, that we know that when we put dam on the Mizbeach, the way the dam is put on the Mizbeach is by throwing it onto the Mizbeach, teaches us Af Abasur, so to the Basur has to be put on Bezrika. Halamaratop, what do we learn from here? Sherevach Yesh Ben Keves, Kevesh L'Mizbeach, there was a space between the ramp and the Mizbeach, so therefore, if you wanted to get something on the Mizbeach, you didn't want it to fall into this space, you had to throw it onto the Mizbeach. And of course, Tosfos points out that we could have learned that even if there wasn't a space. You could have a requirement to throw things even without the space. What the Gemara means to say is that once there's a space, so of course, we're going to be much more concerned to throw it because we're worried about the space. And what Tyre is trying to teach us how the halacha requires the space, says the Gemara. The Gemara suggests, Lema, should we say the machlokes that we just learned between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua is connected to the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? Mandomer, Hortza, the mandomer that holds that even though Zrika took place after the Zrik Saddam, this is Rebbe's opinion. That Rebbe's opinion is that even though the Zrika took place after the Basur is possible, holds like Rebbe Lazar. Like Rebbe Lazar just said, that it's possible to do Zrika Saddam even after the Basur is possible. Clearly, consistent with Rebbe's opinion. And the mandam that says that Zrika Saddam cannot be effective just for the Or, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, is like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that if the Basur became possible, Zrikas Dam is no longer an option. Says the Gemara, let's take this a step further. I leave the Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, that says that you could do Zrikas Dam even though the Basur is possible. Kulam Loi Pligi, we see that Zrikas Dam could be used just for the Or. And that is consistent with the opinion of Rebbe. Keep pligi aliv Rebbe Yeshua. Now we learned the Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua's opinion is that you can't do Zrik Saddam if the Basur is possible. Man dam alay hortza. So Rebbe Elazar of Shimon, who said at the beginning of our shir, that when the Basur is possible, then Zrik Saddam cannot be effective for the Or itself. Clearly, holds like Rebbe Yeshua, which Rebbe Yeshua is telling us, that once the Basur is possible, there's no option to do Zrik Saddam to help us for the Or. Omanda Omer Shohurtza, the Rebbe's opinion is that you could still do Zrik Saddam just for the Or. Omelach will tell you, Ad Kan Lo Kam Rebbe Yeshua Hasam, when the Rebbe Yeshua say that if the Basur became possible, there's no Zrik Saddam, Elba Basur, he's speaking that the meat, if the meat became possible, and now you want to do Zrik Saddam, that Zrik Saddam will not be a meaningful Zrik Saddam. What is meant when we say it's not a meaningful Zrik Saddam? What's meant to say is that carbon will not be useful. The owner will have to bring another carbon. And in doing so, the Lekab say the Kohanim, by making such a psak, doesn't represent any loss to the Kohanim. It's going to be a loss to the owner. And that's where the Torah teaches us, Habosva Adam, Emein Bosa Ein Dam. Aval Or, when we're speaking about the Or, Dikup Seid L'Kahanim, and we're going to say that if there's nothing wrong with the Or, and still say you can't do Zrik Saddam, there, the Kahanim are the ones that are going to lose out. And in such a circumstance, I feel Rabbi Shua Maida, that we won't do so, and we'll tell you, do the Zrik Saddam, and then the Or will be mutter to Kahanim. But it's clear to explain that even though that's the halacha, certainly the halacha according to Rebbe, and now we're saying even Rebbe Shua could agree to this halacha, it's not lechatchila to do Zrik Saddam when you have basur that's possible and all you have available is or. Midi Dehav David. And the Gemara says, this is like a Dehavid situation. The Tanan, the Braisa teaches us, Nitma Basa or Nifsal, if Basa became Tameh or became possible because the full Yom touched it, or Shiyatza Chutzla Klaima was taken outside the Azara, Rav Elazar Yizrik Adam. Rav Elazar says, do Zrikas Adam, because his opinion is, Dam Alpi Shein Basa. Shua Amel Lo Yizrik, because Rav Shua's opinion is, Ein Basa, Ein Dam. However, says the Gemara, Maider Rav Yishua Shem Zorak, you shouldn't have done Zrikas Adam, as I keep on repeating, Hurtza. What does it mean, Hurtza? That the carbon will be in, the carbon will be acceptable for the following. That's in the case, explained the Rishonim, where the basa became tamei. And we've learned so many times that a basa of a carbon becomes tamei, b'di'evit, the tzitz will affect kapara. So in this case, Rabbi Yeshua will say, if the basa became tamei, you ought not to do Zrik Sadam. But if you did Zrik Sadam, and the problem with the meat is that it became Tameh, I could rely on the tzitz. I cannot rely on the tzitz if the basa was taken out of the Azara. That, and what's he teaching us here? That even though the Zrika should not have taken place, if the basa became Tameh, the carbon b'di'evit will be acceptable, A. And number two, what it'll be helpful for is that the R will be able to be given to the Kohanim. We learned in the Mishnah, Amar Chanina Sekana Kohanim, Miyomai Larisi Or Shiyotz Lebeis Asreifa. He says, Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohanim made a statement. I never saw that the hide should be taken out for burning. Says the Gemara V'loi. Harki makes such a statement. We know there are certain kabbonis, we've spoken about them many times. Very parma and the srafim, seer and the srafim. The power of Yom Kippur, the power of Davish et Sibur, the sore of Yom Kippur, and the seer of Eretz Kechavim, that the halacha is, these are kabbonis, they're all carbon that are brought, that the dam is, Zerika was inside the base of Mikdash, and then the animal is taken out and burnt. So how could you say that all that you never saw carbon that was burnt outside? Says Gemara, what he meant to say is lemitzvos lekamina. He's not speaking about a case where the Torah prescribes that the dam should be taken out and burnt. He's talking about when something went wrong. Says the Gemara, but what about a case? Berei, what happens if the carbon became possible kaidim hefshit, before the skinning took place for kaidim zrika? That the halacha is, under those circumstances, that you burn the entire carbon with its R. And this is something that even Rebbe will agree. Rebbe only spoke about a case where we did hefshit, and then there was a disqualification. But in the case where the disqualification was there before the hefshit, Rebbe agrees that R cannot be used. And Rebbe Elazar of Shimon says that anything there was, if the basa became possible before the zrika, the halacha is that you can't have the R. Answers the Gemara, these cases that we just spoke about are cases where the R was connected to the basa. Rebbe Chanina Kahanim is speaking about a case where cholos coming in, where the R was already separated from the meat, and that in that case, that if it became possible before Hefshit, the carbon has to be taken out to be burnt. But here, if it was separated, the R is not taken out to be burnt with the Basar, says the Gemara. But I have another case. For Ika, Acha Hefshit, the Kodim Zrika. The skin was taken off, but there was no Zrik Saddam, and the Basar became Tamei. The basa became possible, and according to Rav Elazar of Shimon, if there's no basa to do Zrik Sadam on, his opinion is, Ein dam meratz al or b'fnei atzmai. The basa became possible. So the only thing that we have to think about here, is the or. And Rav Elazar of Shimon's opinion throughout our shir is that we don't do Zrik Sadam. We don't do Zrik Sadam just for R. Answers the Gemara. Rav Chanina holds the holds like Rebbe, who says that certainly b'di'evid we could do Zrik Saddam just for Or. But then the Gemara says, we don't want to lock Rav Chanina into holding like Rav Elazar of Shimon. I feel Tukma, Rav Elazar of Shimon. Even if we'll say that Rav Chanina holds like Rav Elazar of Shimon, Maider of Shimon Shein Hefshe Koinim Zrika. Rav Shimon says that we never separate the Or from the Basar before Zrik Saddam. And since we're only speaking about Or that's already been separated, so if it became possible, we'll never have the Or by itself. He was speaking, as we keep on learning, where the Or is separated. But according to Blazer of Shimon, we would never have that type of a situation. Ask the Gemara. But there's another situation. Vika Nimsus Trifa B'nei Ma'ayim. We have an animal that was slaughtered, a carbon, and then we did Hefshit, and then we discovered that this animal is a treifa. By discovering that the animal is a treifa, now that psul was there already before the zrika. And therefore, if the psul was there before the zrika, according to everybody, if this was a psul that was there from the outset, this thing that made a treif. So even though Rebbe is being lenient in our shir, if the disqualification came after Hefshit, but if it was discovered a treifa, it was presumed it was a treifa before the Hefshit. And Rabbi Elazar of Shimon certainly will hold that you can't benefit from this R, because the psul was there before the Zrik Saddam. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina's opinion is that Nimtzus Treifa B'nei Ma'ayim, that if the disqualification was found that in the intestines the animal's a treifa, Maratza, then the Zrik Saddam will be effective. Why? Because we have here indeed a disqualification of being Treifa B'nei Ma'ayim. Not only do we have a disqualification of being a Treifa B'nei Ma'ayim, it's actually a disqualification that was there from the outset. But it was something that isn't noticeable. And if it's not noticeable, the halacha is teaching us that if it's not noticeable, the halacha doesn't consider it. Deikanam diktani amr Rav Akiva midvarav lamanu, from what Rav Chanina taught us, shamafshir es habachor v'nimtza treifa. If somebody skins a bachor given to the Kohanim, and we know the halacha is that if bachor is a healthy animal, it's brought as a carbon. If it's not a healthy animal, it's given to the Kohanim. The halacha is Yosukana Ba'ayroi, even though it was found a treifa, and it was a treifa from the beginning, the halacha is that they'll still be allowed to have the Or. Because when they took the Or off, they didn't know it was a treifa and couldn't know it's a treifa. Shmamina, the Rav Chanina also says that if it was discovered to be a treifa later, it won't. That Zrik Saddam will be effective for the Or. Says the one Almai Kamashal and Rabbi Kiva. If Rabbi Kiva is holding Rabbi Chanina, what's he coming to teach us by Bechor? Ha Kamashmalon, Shafila Begvulin. The Bechor, Balmum, has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And Allah, here what happened was, they had this Bechor, that's a Balmum, and Allah is, since it's Balmum, it's not brought to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. What we do is, we do a regular Shechita on this animal, as we do on all animals. And then it's given to the Kohanim. And the halacha is that if they, Rabbi Kiva teaches us, that if they did shechita on this bechor, it's balmum, and they discover it's a treifa, so the halacha is you can't eat the bechor because it's a treifa, the or will be mutter for the kohen to keep. Because since it was only identified after the hefshit, it's exactly what Rav Chanina taught us, that Rav Chanina taught us that if you skin the animal, did the Zrik Saddam, and then you discover it's a treifa, or even if you did the Zrik Saddam after you did the Hefshet after the Zrik Saddam, but you didn't discover that it was a treifa later, then the halacha will be that the or is mutter, and that's what Rav Chanina taught us, and Rav Kiva is extending it to halacha b'char. Halacha Rekiva, that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that if a bechor is a bechor ba'mum, which was slaughtered and found to be a treifa, the or can be kept by the Kohanim. Even Rabbi Kiva, however, said this when Shatira Mumchum. As we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, Masechta Bechairis, the Gemara Masechta Bechairis, a big part of the Masechta talks about identifying the Bechar as a Baal Mum. Because the Halacha is very different if the Bechar is a Baal Mum or not. And because if it's Baal Mum, it's not a treifa, it's eaten by the kohen as regular meat. If it's about a treifa, then it's a treifa. But what makes an animal into baal mum? Do we treat it as a baal mum? Only if the kohen, if the mumcha, the expert, paskin that it's a baal mum. So that's what the Gemara says. The mumcha identified as a baal mum, and now he shechted it. And now we discover that it's not just a baal mum, it's actually a treifa. So the meat has to be discarded, but the or could be given to the kohanim. Avalai tiro mumcha, if the mumcha did not ever say you could shecht it, so they had no right to shecht it. And therefore the shechita was a disqualified shechita. And therefore, this halacha that we just discussed would not be applicable. Says the Gemara, v'hilchsa, the halacha is actually Kedivri Chachamim, and says that if it was there beforehand, even though it wasn't noticeable beforehand, the halacha is that you can't have that or the or has to be burnt. Our Gemara has been discussing quite extensively where you shechted a carbon and then you discovered it's a treifa. What is the basar for sure can't be used? What about DR. The Ramah speaks about a case where we bring kaparas, a chicken, and they discover after they shecht the chicken that the chicken that they shechted was a treifa. Do we have to do the kaparas over or not? It seems that most of the achroinim are of the opinion that if the chicken was identified to be a treifa, they don't have to bring another chicken to do kaparas. Because the kapara is not like a carbon, and the kapara is not primarily there for eating. The kapara is accomplished with any chicken, even though the chicken is a treifa. However, that the Sefer Shas Chuvas Torah Lishma differentiates between if it was a treifa that isn't a noticeable treifa. Our Gemara keeps on speaking about a case that it's treifa b'nei ma'ayim, it's treifa in the intestines. That's where he'll say that you don't have to bring another kapara versus where it was a treifa that was noticeable, then the halacha is that you should bring another kapara. The Sefer Ma'adim Zman for Moshe Sternbuch Shlita actually says that the Shechita isn't effective for the Treifa. And he says, in our world where we don't eat birds that Treifa, we don't live in a world of Tum and Tahara. And therefore, he wants to suggest that the Shechita of a Kapara is an integral part of bringing a Kapara, of Kaparas. And here, where the shechita ends up being a meaningless shechita, then the halacha is that you have to bring another chicken for kapara. Says the Mishnah Parim and Asrafim. We mentioned a few moments ago that there are many kabanas that are called chatas pnimius, and in all of them, the halacha is that they have to the zrikas adam is done in the Beis Hamikdash, and then after the zrikas adam is done in the Beis Hamikdash, then the animal, the corpse, is taken out, and there are very special halachas about where they're taken out to be burnt and what is the status of the person who takes it out and his clothing. So says the Mishnah Parma and Srafim, Sima and Srafim. The Parma and Srafim are the Parakoy Mashiach, the Param Dovish at Sibur, the Parakoy and Godl on Yom Kippur, Sirim and Srafim are the Sira Veris Kechavim, the Sirim that the Sar Lashem that's brought on Yom Kippur, then in all of them, the halacha is that the meat of these kabbanis are burnt, bezman shenisrafim kemitzvasim, when the carbon was brought properly, the srafim the beis hadeshen, that they should be burnt in a place called the beis hadeshen, and the person who was carrying them, which was outside, as we're going to learn, was outside of Yerushalayim. The Gemara is going to teach us it was outside of all Shalosh Machnas. And there's a new halacha that umetamim begodim, that the person who is involved in carrying them out and burning them, the halacha is that his clothing becomes tamei. V'mein in strafik mitzvosam. But let's say these kabbanis got disqualified, so they're going to have to be disposed of and burnt, but not in the Beis Hadeshen. Then the halacha is nisrafim b'Beis Habira. Mar will soon explain where the Beis Habira is. But that's the place where all kachim that come posel are burnt. Ve'enim etam begodim. And the special new halacha that we talked about, tumas begodim, will not be applicable. Hayas sovelanis b'maitis. So the Mishnah now continues discussing, as we just mentioned, that when they take it out, they affect that they're metame the begodim, the person who takes it out. So your seven lines with motors, they used to take out this carbon on poles. Yotzer Rishonim, as soon as the people who are carrying the poles in the front exit, chutz l'chaymetz ha'azara, v'achroinim, but the people who are carrying it from the back aren't yet out. Lo yotz didn't go outside the azara. So the halach will be a rishonim etam begodim. The people in the front have the halach of tumas begodim. However, v'achroinim enim etam begodim. The halach is that they don't become tamei achiyetsu until they themselves go out. The mefarshim explain that this halacha that they were carried out by mitis is not that it's a requirement that they be carried out with the mitis with the pole. They dafka use poles, explained the mefarshim, because if you didn't use a pole, there's a real concern that just by holding the animal you're going to become tamei. That's why they carry it out on poles. So again, v'achroinim lo yatsu. So the halacha is a rishonim etam begodim, achroinim enim etam begodim, ad sheyetzu. Yotza elu ve'elu. Once everybody has exited the hazara, then everybody's metam begodim. Rav Shimon, however, says, ein metamim, the halacha that we're learning about tumas begodim, doesn't kick in ad sheyotza se'er berubon, until most of the animal started getting burned. Nitach habosor, once the meat got completely decomposed, and there's still somebody who works with that meat. Once the meat is at that point, and a certain time begodim, whoever's burning the meat won't have tumas begodim. So we learned that if we're burning the par because it became posel, then we don't burn it in the base addition. Rather, we burn it at the bira. So ask them, my bira, what does the bira mean? Amar Rabba Babachan Amar Biochran, Mokum Yesh Biharbais, there was a place in the Harbais, Ubirushma, which was called the Bira. That's where they burnt these kabbanis. Shlokisha Makalabais Kula Karabira. The entire Harabais is called Bira, Shnama Bira Shechinoisa. And according to him, there was no specific place that's called the Bira. Amar Nachman Amar Babuah, Shlosh Besadashnheim. There were three different spots where they burnt kabbanis. And the Gemara explains. Beis Hadeshen Godel, Hoyev Azara, there was a large place where they burnt in the Azara. Shesham Sar from Psula Kachikachim. If Kachikachim, the Emurim, or the Basar of the Kachikachim, became disqualified, Emurim Kachikalim, or the Emurim Kachikalim, which are supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, if they became disqualified, Parm Nisrafim, Sirim Nisrafim, Shirbem Psul Kadim Zriko, if they became disqualified before Zrikas Adam takes place, all this are burnt in the Azara. Because since the Psul, explains Rashi, happened in the Azara, therefore they should be burnt in the Azara. Next, there was a base edition, Achoy Beharbayis. There was another base edition on the Harabayis. Shesham Sof Parm Nisrafim, Shir Psul Acha Zrika. If the disqualification took place after Zrik Saddam, so they did the burning on the Harabayas, not in the Azara, but they did it in this place, which is on the Harabayas. And then, as we started, when it's brought to Mitzvason, when it's brought properly, then the halacha is the Sreifa takes place chutz to Sholosh Machnas. Tana Levi, says the Gemara, but not a Gemara, has a different version of these Bate Deshen. Shloshi Bate Doshen Hain. Beisa Deshen Gol Hoi Bazaro. He teaches us there was a large Beisa Deshen. Shasham Sarfa Psula Kachi Kachim and Mura Kachim Kalim. Parma and Nisrofim, Sir and Nisrofim, Shir Ben Psul Ben Kaidim Zrika Ben Lacha Zrika. So he's saying that even if the Psul happened Lacha Zrika, they should still be burnt in the Azara. Then, says the Gemara Beisa Deshen, Acha hoy bahar bayis, shesham sof apam nesof mesim nesof shem bepsul, b'yitzios min azor, as they were being taken out after the zrika, that the aloch is that we burn them on the har bayis. And then, when the being brought properly, then the aloch is kemitzvos on chutz l'shal shmachnas, the place to burn them is chutz l'shal shmachnas. So we see here that parm hanesrofim, and Sirim and Nisrofim, they got disqualified in the Azara after the Zrika. This opinion held, like we pointed out, that they should be burnt in the Azara. Not like Rav Nachman, who said that in this case, they should be burnt on the Harabayis. They should be burnt on the Harabayis. So now the Gemara is going to begin asking a number of questions about this halacha that somebody's carrying it out. Become has begotten become tummy. By Rabbi Yirmiya, Lina Mashatoil Bepoyab Renesrofim Serum Nesrofim. The halacha is that they didn't take out the Parm Nesrofim on the day that they, and the Serum Nesrofim on the day that they brought them. They let them wait overnight. And therefore, now the question is, how does the halacha look at this? Should they be burnt in the Azara or on the Harabais? And of course, one of the nafkaminas will also be, will there be a halacha of tumas begadim? Because as we keep on saying in our shir, only when it's brought properly and taken out is there a din of tumas begadim. Here, that is not happening. Mi'aminin, ki mehanelina b'bosu d'bar achila, when is there a psulina? Only where we have the meat of a carbon that should be eaten, like chatas or shlamim, or parts that have to be put on the Mizbeach. So there is a time frame which we've discussed so many times by when this has to take place. Here we have kabbanas that are not going to be put on the Mizbeach. So the halacha of lina doesn't apply. There's a halacha of lina here too. Amar Rav Hamal says Rav Abaya had this same question. And he wrote a raya from something that we learned earlier in the Masechta Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, if there's pigel by chatas apnimius, the Chum hold that there is pigel, and Rav Shimon holds that there is no pigel. But we learned v'shavim both Rav Shimon and the Chum agree shem chishev b'chilas parim b'sreif asam. If somebody shechted or did zrikas adam on one of the parim and the srofim with the intention that he's going to eat the meat tomorrow, he's going to burn the meat tomorrow. Shloyosam klum. That machsheves pigel is meaningless, says the Gemara. My love, doesn't that halacha mean to say the mid machsheva loy pasla? A machsheva lina doesn't disqualify the carbon. Isn't that a raya? The lina loy pasla, that there's no concept of lina, because why is such a machsheva not going to be considered a problematic machsheva? It's not considered problematic machshava because what you thought to do won't disqualify the carbon. Says the Gemara, it's not a compelling raya. Because maybe we could say, maybe it wouldn't make the carbon pigle, but even though it wouldn't make the carbon pigle, that doesn't mean that lina doesn't disqualify the carbon. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara is still trying to find the answer to this question. Toshma. The Mishnah Masechta Me'ilah, the Avtesa Manal teaches us, Parm Nesrofim, Sirim Nesrofim, Me'al Mehen, Mishog Dikshu. From when they were designated, If somebody uses them for their own purpose, the halacha is that they are subject to milah. Hukshru, nishchatu, they, as soon as shchita takes place in them, hukshruli possible tfilyoyim mchusukipurim, that if a tfilyoyim, who somebody went to the mikveh but didn't have hair of shemesh, or somebody who has tumah that has to bring kabanas, touch them, and also belina. So don't we see that there's a concept of lina? My laugh doesn't mean lina's basar, that if the basar wasn't taken out to be burnt, and then it was left overnight, the carbon is pasul. So we're talking about lina's amrim. Ask the Gemara of Amitani Seifa, let's continue learning that Mishnah. The Mishnah there says, kulam ha'alam bahem, bebeis hadeshin. Even when they're ready, taken to be burnt, they're still subject to milah achiyuta chabasar, until the meat decomposes. At that point, there's no more milah. So don't we see that since the second part of that mission is talking about the basar, isn't that a raya that the reishanami bebasar is also speaking about the basar? And that means that there's lina on the basar, not just on the emrim. So the Gemara, that isn't a compelling proof, because we could suggest midiriyah. Sefer indeed is explicitly speaking about basar. The Reisha is only speaking about emrim. So the Gemara tries again. Ta Shema, the Tani Levi. Levi taught us a braisa, and the braisa says that there was a Beis Hadeshin, as we learned, on the Har Bayis, that the Parma Nisrofim, Sirim Nisrofim, Shir Ben Psul B'Yitziyoson, as they were taken out of their Zarev, they became disqualified. That's where they burnt. What is the disqualification that Levi is presumably referring to? My lav lina. So we see the lina is a disqualification. It says l'psul tuma. The psul was that they became tame, or they were taken out. They were taken out of the Azara before the Zrik Saddam, and that's why they became posul. Again, no raya to the halacha that we're trying to understand. What is the halacha of lina? And the Gemara actually doesn't answer this question. It rather begins another question. By Rabbi Leza, Yitzia Masha Toil, the Parm Nisraf and Nisraf. If they took out the Parm Nisraf and Sin Nisraf before the Zrik Saddam, what will be the halacha with that meat? And again, the question will be that if they're not considered a proper carbon, the person who carries it won't be tamei. Says the Gemara, my kumibayle, what's the question? The halacha is that we learned earlier that Rabbi Yochanan taught us in that pay test that basa kachim kalim that were taken out of the Azar before the Zrik Saddam. Rabbi Yochanan taught us the concept kivish and soif alatzeis, anything that's ultimately going to be taken out, there's no concern. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Aliyah demand the Amar. We're going here according to Rish Lakish, who says that even though it's going to ultimately taken out of the Azara, if it's taken out before the Zrika, so since Adayin Lo Yigia, Zman Alotzeis. So right now, the time for taking it out has not yet come, and therefore we want to know how to treat this meat, or this carbon. Mi Amrinan, Hani Mili, when do we say that by Batsa Kachim, that was taken out before the Zrika, they become posel. Hanimil basa dein sofalotzes chayva. Where there's no obligation to take out the basa of the kachim kalim. Technically, to kahanim kiyin dazara. Aval hani, the parman sirim nesrofim, where the halacha requires the sofalotzes chayva, loy, there the halacha will be that there is no such a disqualification. Since it's going to be taken out, but here, since the time to take it out has not come, then the halacha is it's going to be treated like bus that went out before Zrika, that the halacha is that they're going to become posel, and that they, and since they're posel, the person that carries it won't have tumas begotten. Toshma, the Tani Levi, Levi in his braisa, and identifying what is burnt where, says that if the Parm Nisrofim, Sir Nisrofim had a disqualification, Shir B'Psul B'Yitziyosa, as they're being taken out of the Azara, so they're not burnt where they're normally burnt, They should be burnt on the Har Habayis. My love, doesn't he refer to Psul Yitzia, that they were taken out before the Zrikas Adam? And we see that since they were taken out before the Zrikas Adam, they become disqualified. Says no, it's talking about Psul Tumah, or if we hold Psulin as apostle, that's the disqualification Levi is referring to in his Brisa, but taking it out before the Zrikas Adam doesn't disqualify it.